Thanks for holding. This is Matt.
Hi. I just got a call from the AI voice, whatever. So I was interested, but I just wanted to talk to a real person about it.
Yeah, definitely. That AI bot, though, Jordan's pretty cool, though, huh? Wouldn't you agree?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually invested millions of dollars into it. It's been very, very interesting, that technology. We've actually started rolling it out with a lot of our clients, and they're using it within their businesses to, like, take phone calls and scheduling and stuff like that. So it's very great piece of technology that we have going. Let me ask you a question. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Ben.
Ben. Okay. I don't know if you caught my name. My name's Matt, by the way. I am a real human.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you Cedar Mountain Builders, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Have you ever done any, like, advertising before, Ben?
No. I mean, I'm on Angie's list, and that's about it right now.
Okay. How's that working out for you?
But I'm interested in it. It's good and bad. I've only done it for 2 months. I've had a good month, and I've had a bad month. So.
Okay. What would you say caused you to have a bad month? Like, what did you experience the second time around? Or
Just people not, I've gotten all my leads, but they don't get back to me about, giving an estimate or anything. So, as soon as I get my lead, I call them and then most of them answer, and I talk to them but they're never in the right time or whatever to be like, okay, yeah, let's do this. But, So I never got out there to do any of those assessments.
So have you, one thing that my clients at least tell me, Ben, is that Angie's is extremely competitive. Like, they share the lead with like 4, 5, 6 different guys in the area. Have you been noticing that? And has that been really affecting you to being able to close some of those leads?
Yeah, I think so. Like, some of the people I've talked to, like, I'll call them instantly right after I get the lead, and they'll literally be getting calls during my call with them. And then, so yes, it is, very competitive with multiple other people.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, like, I have some clients that are still with Angie's, so I know, and they give me the feedback, and, I mean, I talk to people all day long that, you know, are, you know, with Angie's, and so that's the number one thing that I hear about is just, like, if you're not on the lead and you're not aggressively working each lead and stay on top of those people, I mean, obviously it's a lot of work. Right. But it's like your competition is just going to swoop right in and take them, you know? And that's the downside to Angie's. And even Yelp does the same thing that Angie's does. You know, even though I like Yelp a little bit better in some sense, but it's still not like an exclusive type of lead, right? You know, obviously, you know, it's just hard to make money that way. You know, what we focus on, and I'm sure you gathered, is getting you on Google, right? So anytime anybody types in Jefferson area, right, any keywords that relate to your business, we want to make sure that you're showing up, okay, and that you're getting your phone calls. Have you ever – now, are you like a – so you mainly doing fencing, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the bread and butter, like, you're in. Like, you're just doing fencing. You're not doing any other type of constructional things, just fencing. Is that right?
I mean, we're offering more. So fences, decks, and remodels. Fences are our bread and butter. I mean,
okay.
Fences and decks are our specialty.
Okay. And then, like I said, you know, sticking to what you do is obviously the best, formula, right? Whereas some guys are just trying to add so much into, what they do. So, the cool thing is, like I said, I can even help you with the remodeling side of stuff too, but we can mainly make this about fencing, right? So, first help you build out a website, okay? Because obviously that is super important, right? Having a website where, you know, people see you, right? And, you know, that's ultimately how we'll help, you know, you to rank on the first page of Google. Now, have you ever gone on to Google and typed in fencing companies in Jefferson, Oregon? Have you ever looked at who's showing up on the first page before?
Yeah, no, not specifically fencing or Jefferson.
Okay. Well, let's just take a look at it because obviously, you know, it's something, you know, I'm sure you know some of these guys, but there's a reason why, you know, being on the first page obviously helps and, you know, gets, you know, people like business, right? And, you know, so like I see Superior Fence and I see Atlantic Fencing. You know any of those guys, by the way?
I don't.
Okay. Let's take a look here, too. And then I got Best Fence. I got Jazz Fence, too, I see on the first page. And F&W Fence Company. You know those guys?
I don't.
Any of those guys? No?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, you know, it really comes down to... You know, there's so many companies, right? And you're just trying to stay in your own lane, which is good. But what we'll do is we'll make sure, like, in the region that you're showing up, okay? So that's the first deficit. The second thing that we do to help businesses grow, Ben, is we will run a Facebook campaign as well that where we connect Google and Facebook together, okay? So let's say somebody in your area – types in fencing repair, right? And they don't call you on Google. Well, when they decide to go on to Facebook, what will happen is they're going to see an ad, right, that comes from your business every time that they log on to Facebook, basically trying to retarget them, trying to get them to call you, okay? So let's say they're in Millersburg, right? And, you know, that, that person that typed it, let's say her name's Nancy, you know, anytime she logs on to Facebook, she's going to see a created ad that we put together to help motivate her to call you from Facebook. So it's very directed. Okay. It's targeted in that sense. We're not just sending that ad out to anybody, only on people that are actively looking for your services. Okay. And so we can focus on different areas like Jefferson, Albany, Lebanon, Salem, you know, wherever you want to go in that sense. And we'll basically put Google and Facebook together, right, where the people that see it on Facebook are the people that are actively typing that onto Google. Okay. Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful, but did that make sense?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the third way that we help businesses grow, Ben, and this is my favorite part of what we do, is it's the Google pay-per-lead, okay? And Google and us have a pay-per-lead program that allows you to show up at the very tippy top of Google, right? You only pay for the leads you want. It's actually the best lead platform out there, and I've been doing this a long time. And so let me explain what that looks like, how it works, how you get set up on it. It's not in like a flick a switch and you get the leads, right? It actually takes some time to get you there, okay? The good news with those leads is those come in the form of a phone call. You get to talk to the person first. You get to ask them a bunch of questions, find out where they're looking for, find out where they're located. You get to ask them all these questions, right? And if you want the lead, you pay for it. And it, during the course of that conversation, if there's something you don't like or if this doesn't make sense to pay for, you simply and politely turn them down, and you don't pay for the lead. It's that good. Okay. There's no other lead platform that I know of that does it that way. Google will, with us, allow you to do it that way because, you know, the leads do cost money, and Google still makes money at the end of the day, right? So don't mind allowing you to be picky and choosy on the leads, okay? And so that's the nice thing about it, okay? Now, it does take about 2 months to get this set up, okay? Why is that? Well, first thing is Google's going to do a background check on you. Make sure over the last 7 years now you have no felonies. They're going to make sure that you have the general liability insurance, right? And that you have some type of, like for them, they do require like a specialty contractor license or a limited contractor license, right? In order to get you these type of leads. You have any of those, by the way, that type of license or no?
I have a general contractor's license.
Yeah, so they would allow you to get these leads then. And so as you can tell, right, Google's picky in particular who they put at the very tippy top of Google. So that's why that takes 2 months to get you pre-approved. But once you get pre-approved for those, let's fast forward, you know, you get those leads now finally, like you can start taking those. Those leads are really good for filler. So when you need extra leads and you want to keep scaling, because my basic package is only going to get you so much business, this platform, though, will get you to that extra mile, right? Will get you to where whatever income goals you're trying to get to with your company, right? Because you have the ability to turn these on and off at any time, and you only pay for qualified leads, okay? So let's say somebody calls you up. They're like, hey, I need a full, you know, I need you to, like, come out and, you know, redo my whole backyard fence, okay? They're calling you up. They're asking you questions. You're like, yeah, I'll definitely pay for that person. Okay. So at that point for that qualified lead, Google will charge you $51 for that lead.
Okay. So is it a flat rate per lead?
Great question. Right now they're 51, right? You know, can Google change their pricing in 10 months, 12 months, or, you know, a year and a half from now? Yes. But right now they're currently at $51. Okay. Yeah, so they should stay around that dollar range, right? I do see it sometimes fluctuate a couple dollars here or there, but for the most part, it's going to stay around that $51, okay? Only downside.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, go on. What were you saying?
Because, like, Angie's List is, like, a different price for the size of the job, you know? So it's like $51 for like what, a $15,000 fence, and it's $51 for a $5,000 fence.
Yeah. And so that's why you gotta like when you're talking to that person, kind of figure out, get their address, maybe look them up on Google Maps, you know, make sure that it makes sense to spend that $51 on that lead, you know? Now it's gonna be somebody within your region. You're not gonna get usually a call from somebody that's way out your region. If you do, obviously you're not paying for that lead either. Right. But for the most part, it's going to be somebody that's actively looking for your services. Right. And wants to do business.
Yes.
Right. So those are the best leads money can buy. When it comes down to it, it is a flat rate. Like you're talking about, Google doesn't share that with anybody else. Okay. So it is really an exclusive lead. Now that doesn't mean somebody can't call another company, of course. Right. But at least Google's not.
Yeah.
Engaging in this, like, hey, let me send this lead to like five other guys to make it super competitive for you. So that's why my guys really like those paper leads. But again, it does take 2 months to get set up because I got to show them you don't have any felonies over the last 7 years now. We got to show them you have $500,000 in general liability insurance at least, and then that you have that general contractor's license that you talked about. So once we do get you set up for that, that's where you can then start turning those things on, right, on top of our basic package. Now, let me go over my basic package and all the pricing on all this stuff, okay? So my basic package, Ben, runs $299 a month, okay? That includes we'll get you a website. We won't charge for that. We'll get you on the first page of Google. And then out of that $299, we spend $100 a month on those Facebook ads. Okay. So it keeps it affordable, effective still, because we're not spending so much money on Facebook, but not too little as well, where you're not getting any results. So it's just the right numbers, right? And then the basic package will get you a good ROI on a month-to-month basis. Okay. Like I tell everybody, you're only going to get so much results off $299. Okay. Right. You get what you spend. but it will have a good ROI. Typically, my guys see around a 10-to-1 ratio, right? For every dollar they're spending, they're getting like $10 back. So if I can get you, you know, a few thousands of dollars worth of work or even more, I mean, it really just takes one fence job, you know, with you, right? Where you're like, you know, you're getting way more than $299. So that's the great news with your business. It's more of a higher ticket item. So with you getting a good ROI will not be a problem. Okay. But again, it's only going to get you so much work. Okay. The pay per leads is where that helps you scale to whatever level, like I was telling you earlier, where you can turn those things on and off. Okay. Now there is some expense to get the pay per leads set up. Cause like I said, we do have to pay for your background check and all the paperwork. That is a one-time $250 charge because, again, we have to cover all those expenses with that. So a lot of my guys do What was that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I thought you said something. I thought you had a question or something. So there's that.
No, you're good.
Yeah, so once we do, if you decide you want to do the pay-per-leads, okay, fast forward. Let's see, where are we at? It's February. Let's say it's April. So April, you're ready to start taking them. The only thing is Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So you would have to prepay for 13 of those leads. Now, you don't have to use them all out the gate or your first week or even first month kind of thing, but you do have to prepay the 13 leads, okay? So 13 times 51. That's obviously $663, okay? So what would happen is our team would sit down with you and say, okay, Ben, it's time now to start doing the paper leads. You know, let's go ahead and get this going, right? You've been pre-approved, right? Now we need to go ahead and work on getting the $663 collected so we can get those purchased, and then you can start drawing from that 13, basically, prepaid account. Once you use all 13 leads, it auto-refills, okay? So if you use it in a month and a half, then it's going to auto-refill from there.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
A lot of my guys start with all levels of service, Ben. They start with us getting them on the first page of Google, the Facebook ads, and then working towards the paper leads. How that works out is obviously the first month is $549, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. Some people wait to do the paper leads, you know, they kind of put it to the side burner, you know. The only downside is if you do wait to do the paper leads, let's fast forward in a few months, you want to decide to do it, there's a 2-month, like, waiting period because, again, because we got to do all that background check and all that stuff. So it comes down to, you know, what your goals are and, like, ultimately what you want to do for your business and what makes the most sense.
Yeah. So for the $299, you get me on the Google listing, and then you also do the Facebook ads that you were talking about that does the targeting and all that. Okay. And then you said a one-time payment of $250 gets me started with the paper leads. And then after the 2 months, correct me if I'm wrong, after the 2 months, I would spend that $600 and whatever to prepay for the 13 leads. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then after that, do I get charged just per lead every time, or is it another prepay for 13 or whatever?
Great question. Once you prepay the 13 leads, and once you're finished up with the 13 leads, right, then you will automatically be debited for another 13 leads, okay? Now, the good news is you can use those 13 leads as aggressively or as slowly as you'd like.
Yeah.
So let's say it takes you a month and a half or so, right? But like I always tell my clients, start off really slow with it, take a couple, then turn it off, right? Work them really aggressively after that, you know? And then once one of those two turn into a good job, then turn it back on, right? And then kind of teeter-tottering, you know? So where you're not taking too many of them, but you're not taking too little of them. And then once you start getting your sea legs on it and your trust with it, then you can take more and more. But the great news about those leads is as long as you, you know, take our advice on how to work those leads where you're not just taking every lead, but you're not being too picky either, where you're not taking any leads, right? Where you're finding that happy medium where, okay, yeah, I'll definitely pay for this lead. Because obviously those leads are there for you to grow, to get clients, right, to scale, right?
Yeah.
And so those leads are the most effective leads out there because, again, you're showing up the tippy top of Google. That's why it takes those 2 months to get you approved for it. But secondly, right, you only pay for the leads you want. Huge benefit on that, right? And then, like you said, it is a flat rate, and Google doesn't share. Those are also great benefits. But I like the fact that, you know, you're showing up the tippy top, and you only pay for a lead that you like. You know, so that's obviously a beneficial thing for you.
Yeah. Okay. And, like, how does this work? Like, am I going to, like, have an app where, like, all this is going to be on one app, or how does that work?
Great question. Yeah. So you will have – we have a local Splash app, okay, that you can download, right? And then you'll be able to use that app, and it all flows in there. All your calls are recorded, by the way, right? In fact, we even purchase a call tracking phone number. That leads me to my next point, right? And it'll mirror, like, your area code 541. We purchased a special phone number. And the reason why we add another phone number, we're not just broadcasting your phone number, is because we need to know where each lead comes from. Did it come from Google? Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from, you know, the paper leads? Where did the lead come from? What's working? What's not working? What areas in surrounding Jefferson are doing good? What areas surrounding Jefferson aren't doing good? All these analytics will be given to us on a month-to-month basis as we go along together. And so that's why we're going to be meeting with you on a month-to-month basis. So that will all be controlled from the app. The second thing with our app does and you'll utilize is getting five-star reviews, right? I'm sure you've done enough business over the last few years now where you've developed a client list, right, where you've gotten enough business, you've done business out there, where all you have to do is input these people into our app, and our app is going to send these automated text messages to help you get the five-star reviews, okay? Because half the battle then is getting on Google, but the other half of the battle is, okay, your reputation, right, is your, like, standing out in that sense. Here, I'm going to send you this website of my client. They're called Lewis Pest Control, okay? And I've been talking a lot about them this year because, you know, every year I try to add more value to my clients. And one thing that I've really been preaching heavily about is standing out more, right? You know, how do you stand out amongst the crowd, right? Everybody's got a name. Everybody's got a logo, okay? Everyone's got a business. But how do you stand out amongst the crowd? Well, this concept is what's going to separate you from everybody else, okay? So when you click on this, I'm going to send you their Google Business Profile too. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get that for you. Once you click on that website, I don't know if you got that yet.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click that. And then let me know once you're on their page.
Okay.
You see how that photo, they're standing in front of their van, they're in a nice polo shirt and khaki pants, right?
Yep.
That's called standing out, okay? Getting a photo of you, babe, something that, like, you're dressed, like, in a nice polo, a nice khaki, right? Maybe you have, I don't know if you have your name on your truck or your van yet. And if you don't, you could always get those magnetic signs and put those on there. And those are a very affordable way of doing it. But having your name in the background, right, of your photo, right? Putting that personalized touch really does help you stand out and matters, right? So I just send you their Google Business Profile. Go ahead and click that too, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So you see how it has that same photo there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're talking about. Standing out. We use that photo everywhere for them. Everywhere. Okay. Right? Like, we're using it on their website. We're using it on their Google Business Profile. And look, they have over 100 five-star reviews, and they're using our tool. Okay. So what our tool will do to get you those five-star reviews, Ben, is it'll basically, when you enter your client's information, and what a lot of my guys do is they'll put some, like, friends and family members in there too, because, you know, your friends and family members will always give you a five-star review, right? But but they'll use the app, right, to get those five-star reviews. And the quicker you can get to 25 five-star reviews, the better off it's going to be for you. Okay. And so Lewis has only been with me for like 10 months now, and he started with 1 5-star review, and now we have him over 100. Okay. Yeah. So that's pretty good in 10 months to get over 100 five-star reviews. I mean, he's definitely looking as legit as they get. And this is why I like talking about him, because he's a good testimony of what we do in terms of like that. But secondly, you know, his photo is something I'm really, like I said, like really talking about. Now, did you ever get anything like on the side of your truck or van, like with your name on it yet or not yet?
I have not yet, but definitely going to in the near future.
Yeah. And you can get those magnetic signs. Like I said, they're super cheap. Like what a lot of my guys do, like you see their photo, right, like on their van. Right. What you can do is you can get a big magnetic. Do you have a truck or do you have a van, by the way, that you use?
I got a truck.
Okay. So on the side, like on the back door, right? You can get like a big, like your logo and your name. And then like on the door, like the passenger door, right? You can get like the name and then the phone number and email address. So you can get like 2 magnetic signs and you put those together. Right. And it makes like it looks like it wraps your truck, and it's all it is 2 magnetic signs. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're super inexpensive. I mean, you can get both of those made up for like $150. Right. But it gives you that professional touch, Ben. Right. So when you do take that photo of you, right, you're in a nice, you know, polo shirt that you have with Cedar Mountain Builders on it. Right. And, you know, you're in a good khaki pant. And you have that professional photo of you, right, standing behind your truck, and it just makes you stand out. Now, I know that was a mouthful, but did that all, like, kind of make sense to you and what I'm trying to say?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really working hard on that, and I got a lot of people, like, I got a roofing company right now that's doing that really heavily with me right now. And, you know, my goal for my business owners is to get success, right? My recommendation always is, you know, the little things do add up, right? Are we getting the 5-star reviews? Do we have a photo like the Lewis Pest, right? Those are always the 2 things that I'm talking heavily about. And then ultimately, are you picking up the phone, right? Are you making the meetings with us on a month-to-month basis? But as long as we all work together, this will definitely be successful. Now, based on our conversation, though, can you see how this will all benefit your business?
Absolutely.
What makes the most sense for you? Would you want to do the $299, or would you want to go and start working on those paper leads right out the gate?
I would probably like to do both.
Okay.
That would be,
like I said, it would be $549 your first month, and then it drops down to $299 a month thereafter, right? Let's fast forward in a few months from now, once we do get your pay-per-leads set up. then obviously you would have to prepay those 13 leads like we discussed, right? And you did a really good job recapping, by the way. I was very impressed with that. And your attention
to
detail is awesome. So, and then that would be $663 charge. It's probably going to be sometime the end of April, maybe May, depending on how, you know, quickly Google works with us to get you in the background check company and all that, you know, pre-approved for it. But you'll be notified,
yeah,
right, once we get you approved. It's typically like we try to do it within like 3 business days, right? You know, hey, let's go ahead and get this prepaid so then you can start drawing from it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and then, the included is that you guys are going to help me build a website.
Absolutely. So the cool thing is,
perfect.
You know, just like Lewis's, we built their website, right? So, you know, we will build you a website. We will help manage the website. Any changes that you want, we'll always do. And one thing that we really ask, Ben, okay, and pay attention to this one, okay? It's another little detail because you're good at that. And that is this, sir. We do want photos from you, right, on a, like, a time-to-time basis. Now, you may not have tons, right, but just get us some photos every so often. And what I always recommend is do before and afters, right? Like, here's a fencing area, the before, and then you take an after photo of that, right? Standing at the same area, same angle, right? And so you capture a before and after photo for us. Those are great ways to showcase your work, right? Obviously getting us a photo of you standing in front of your truck kind of thing, right? Again, another photo that we would want over time. So if you can supply us photos, and it doesn't need to be every month, right, just get us some updated photos as we go through the process on a month-to-month basis, because it helps us use other than just stock photos or photos that you've already used in the past, right, that we can continue to keep updating your work and keep showing it, right, all over the place, right? So that's, you know, a key element, you know, of what we're going to need from you over time, right, is some of that stuff, okay? But as long as you can get us some photos from time to time, again, it's not a lot of participation. Your main focus is pick up the phone, make sure you're using the 5-star feature, right, and, you know, send us some photos every so often, right? Little stuff, like little stuff, right?
Yeah.
And again, teamwork here, right? But, yeah, so that's basically but we will make sure the website looks good, it's integrated, and we have to have you a website because without a website, we can't get your Google Business profile established and looking good and getting you ranking on Google, right? Once we get your Google Business profile, like I just sent you Lewis's, right, like you saw their Google Business profile and their 5-star reviews and all that, that's what we're going to work towards, is getting your Google Business profile looking great, right? And then you're going to use the 5-star reviews, you know, heavily to, like, start getting your credibility online, because it makes no sense for us to have you on the first page of Google and you don't have, you know, the 5-star reviews, you know what I mean? So that's all playing hand in hand in that sense, right? So I actually have a lot of guys like you and fencing guys too. In fact, you just reminded me of my guy, Andrew. You know, he, I've been on him to get me that like Lewis photo type thing, 'cause he's been lagging on me. So I called him yesterday. I said, Andrew, I need that photo. And I'm like, I need it this week. You dragged your feet for 30 days, you know? And he's like, okay, man. Okay, man. So the cool thing about us too, Ben, is we're going to, like, hold your hand, and we're going to make sure you don't, like, miss a step, right? So what I do is assign an account manager on my team to do the grunt work, okay? Their job is to be the facilitator, right, to make sure, okay, we're staying in touch with you to grab all your paperwork, to grab all your stuff, because, you know, I'm extremely busy, so I don't have time to chase everybody down for paperwork and, you know, hey, where's the photo? Hey, are you working on your five-star reviews? So your account manager, their job is to do all that, and their job is also to make sure that my team is actively doing what they need to do to get you the results and that you stay with us, okay? So we have 26 account managers on our team, and that's their job, is to make sure that our business owners and our team hand-in-hand are, like, working together, right? And that's a great thing. You'll love the account manager. I'll make sure I get you our best, okay? And yeah, and then, like I said, they're going to make sure, though, that because they have to help you with the background check, because what will happen is you're going to get an email from Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the two background check companies that are utilized for the pay-per-lead program. Okay. And once you get that email, I mean, it's easy to fill out, but sometimes you guys need a little assistance. So, you know, again, hence why the account manager is there too, right? So we're going to hold your hand and make sure that you have that support, so that you do stay with us. The cool thing with us, Ben, is we only ask a 3-month commitment, and then it goes to a month-to-month relationship with us. So we're so confident in our services, right, that, you know, we don't put you any long-term contracts, and why 96% of people stay with us on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to
I'm in.
Your name is Cedar Mountain Builders, right? That's what you're going by?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I would recommend removing the LLC off of that and just show it as Cedar Mountain Builders. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of times people put Inc. or LLC or DBA, and all it does is just clog your name. People don't care what business entity you have, right? You know, all they care about is your name.
Okay.
So that's what I recommend. And then you're at 3461 Jefferson, was it Skyo Drive, S-E?
Skyo Drive, yep.
Okay. Now, is this your home address?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want us to hide this from the public so they can't see your home address?
Yeah. I mean, is there any benefit to not hide it? I mean, it's not like we have a store.
It just shows it like an address, but honestly, I mean, like if people look it up, they're going to see, oh, it's your house address. So, you know, to me, I mean, like Lewis, if you notice Lewis's, right, we hide their address because they're running off of their home address as well.
Yeah.
So,
we need to show it.
Yeah, my theory is we just hide it, right? And then you're at Jefferson, Oregon, and then obviously 97352, correct? Okay.
Yes.
And then no, you don't have any website at this point, correct? We got to create you one. You don't own a domain name or anything like that for the business, correct?
Yeah, I do own a domain just for my business email.
Okay. What's the name of the domain?
It's
Mountain Builders?
Yeah, so it's like Cedar MTN Builders LLC.org.
Do you want us to use that domain name to build out your website, or would you want us to get a different one, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, because, like, I had to shorten up the word mountain just because Cedar Mountain Builders is so long.
Yeah.
So
you can use that domain name. I like
I
that.
I mean, I...
Yeah, why don't we use that domain name?
I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's good, too. CedarMountainBuilders.org. Okay. Yeah, so you can keep your domain name, too. And like I said, we'll build out that website for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then what is your best email for you, Ben?
It's Ben at CedarMTN builders.llc.org.
Okay, so in your domain name, there's LLC in it as well, correct?
Yeah.
I guess, okay, gotcha. You weren't able to get it without the LLC, or you just got it with the LLC?
Yeah, I just got it with the LLC. I thought that looked more professional, but
yeah, no, totally.
I understand.
No, completely understand. And you're obviously your legal name is Benjamin. Am I guessing that right? Benjamin. Is that right? Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
And then Ben, what's your last name?
Hewlett. It's Hugulett.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a quick email too with all this pricing breaking down so you can have it. And then you'll have my personal email too. Because I'm going to be in the background throughout this entire process. Okay. And anytime you ever need me, right, feel free. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a text. Obviously, I sent you some text already. So, you know, definitely will be here throughout the process. You know, and I'm very good at communicating. So that's the nice thing is, you know, like even while you've been on the phone, I've had two clients reach out to me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I always try to stay in contact and I always help you guys, you know, as best I can, you know, on top of the account manager. I mean, you'll be speaking mainly to the account manager because their job, like I said, is to communicate and to make sure that both sides, like our company and you are, you know, are there. But, you know, the nice thing is, that I will be in touch with you though as well. So it's like, I'm not going to disappear or anything. You'll definitely be talking to me. So that's one thing that people really appreciate. Here, let me go ahead and get you this. So I'm going to break down everything for you, like in an email so you can see it too. Right. Cause I'm a firm believer. Hey, look, let's take a look too. What do you think of Lewis's website? Do you like it? Anything you would change on it, or?
Let me take a look. Good. Oh yeah.
Like I don't like the Lewis Pest at the top like that, but that's kind of how their name is, though. You know, it's like all scribbly.
Yeah.
That's one thing I would personally change, right? But other than that, I do like their site. And the cool thing.
Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Go ahead.
Well,
I think like going, I'm looking at my phone.
You're looking at what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my phone.
What I'm saying is we have so many different templates, right, that you can choose from. So you can choose a different template, like if you don't like that format or whatnot. Okay, and then now what were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm looking at on my phone and it kind of looks all like claustrophobic.
If you saw it on a computer, it'll look a little bit different. Yeah, but all of our websites are mobile friendly, right? But yeah, sometimes what you're talking about, it's like, you know, it's like it changes it a little bit when it goes on the phone, you know? So I completely understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just sent you an email, Ben. Here's everything kind of broken down. Why don't you take a look at that? And you said your last name is Hugulett, correct? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then got your email address. Here it is. Let me put that there. And then this is going to be your best phone number, right? You want, like, your leads going to and everything?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
And then obviously you're in Pacific like we are, okay? 971-3012. Okay. Perfect. All right, and I will definitely make sure to have our team hide your address since it is your home address, okay? We do have to set up a security question for your account. So you could choose either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which one would you like to use?
I'll do city I was born in.
Okay. And what's that answer?
LeGrand, Oregon.
Okay, how do I spell that? LeGrand, is it L-E-G-R-A-N-D?
It's L-A space G-R-A-N-D-E.
Oh, okay. L-A space G-R-A-N-D-E. Perfect.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And did you get my email?
I'm not.
Huh. Wonder if it bounced back. Hopefully I didn't get your email wrong. No, looks like it sent through. Coming from Matt Evans.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
So at the top, there's just some videos you can watch in another time. And here's the breakdown of the package. Okay. So like I said, it's $5.49 your first month, and then it's $2.99 a month thereafter. Okay. The only additional cost is your pay per leads on a month to month basis. So once we do get you approved, right, we have to get 13 leads, which is $663.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'll be a few months down the road. You'll know when you get approved for it. It's a good day when that happens, right? And then you can turn those on and off with the app. So what I always recommend everybody doing is download the Local Splash app, and we're going to schedule a few phone calls with you, right? Again, we're not just going to throw you in the deep end of the pool and expect you to swim. So we're going to schedule a couple calls with my team, okay? And then we're going to show you how to use the app, okay, first off. And then secondly, I'll send you an email how to get those 5-star reviews. It's super easy to do that. And then thirdly, start getting us those photos, you know, like one of you kind of thing. And then, maybe some before and afters when you can. Okay. Doesn't need to be today. Doesn't need to be this week or the next couple weeks, but you can get us like some photos, you know, over the next couple weeks, even just past photos, and then eventually one like the Lewis Pest of you maybe in, let's say, a month from now, that would be perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll order some magnets and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's only for your benefit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's for your benefit, you know, but you can see why having a photo like that really helps you stand out. You did see that, right? Like how it really like puts that personal image on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's why we talk about that. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get you over your invoice and get you kind of everything set up for you. For your monthly and everything, what do you want to use? MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
I think it's a MasterCard.
Yeah, that should start with a 5 whenever you're ready.
Yeah, one second. Let me... Okay. Yep. So 5246.
Hold on. 5246. Okay.
Yep. 3000.
So 3 and then 3 zeros.
Correct. So 3000 basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5958.
Mm-hmm.
6690.
Okay. Expiration?
1030.
And then the 3-digit code?
730.
Gotcha. A lot of people with 1030 as their expiration lately. Been getting that a lot. Crazy. Must be a popular month and year. You know, it makes me want to go check my cards and see, hey, do I have 1032? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am going to, like I said, throw on the website. Normally that is a separate charge, but I'm going to go ahead and take care of you today. Okay. Again, it will be to your liking. And I will text you, a link to on our site where you can see the different templates and all that. So, that's good too. Okay. So before I get you your invoice and process your payment, I do have to do this thing called a voice verification recording, because I did get you on a discounted pre-agreement. Again, I'm throwing it on the website. And it is an added form of protection for you. So I'm going to send this in writing with you, with your invoice. So as I'm walking through this, Ben, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? Can you, like, you know, explain that? And I'll just rephrase it for you so, you know, you have a firm understanding, you know, before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cedar Mountain Builders.
Okay, great. And then please state the name and title within the business.
Benjamin Hugulet, owner.
Perfect. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you're authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. Okay. And you have that 877 number, correct? Or not? Or you have a different number for us?
I don't.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm going to text it to you right now before I forget. Okay. I do want you to save this number under Local Splash, under your contacts as well, because this is a number, especially your account manager is going to be calling from. Okay. So definitely want you to hold on to that. Okay. Okay. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay. Obviously you'll be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. What that's basically asking is, hey, look, if you decide, like, obviously you're doing Angie's, but if you do any other online marketing, let us know, okay? We just don't want it to screw up anything.
Good.
Okay. Gotcha. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google verification application, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. Okay. Cause we're going to need documents, as you can tell. Okay. And we're going to basically kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide these necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So when you get start talking with my team, they're going to request these documents from you, and it's very easy stuff, like proof of your LLC, proof of your liability insurance, right? Proof that you have the general contractor license, and then obviously some paperwork, and then obviously the, you know, the background check we're going to start working on either with Evan ID or Pinkerton. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is February 18th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Again, that's the number I texted you. You may speak to a live representative. Great. If cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service to assist you. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty self-explanatory, huh? As I always
say. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and take care of a couple things. You're going to get some automated text messages once I'm completed here. Let me pull up the calendar here. And I'm going to find out a good day and time that I can schedule a call with you and my team. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me see here. Let's take a look. Let me see. Okay. I am pulling up the calendar. What days are good for you?
Monday through Friday.
I mean, like this week, because I recommend we, or is this week out for you to have a 45-minute call? I mean, it doesn't, I mean, obviously the sooner the better for right? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so like today or tomorrow is perfect.
Okay, it would be better.
Anytime
for you.
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime next week. I can most likely step away.
I could do, let me tell you what I can do today. Okay. Today I could do a 2 o'clock today. I could do 2 o'clock our time today, or tomorrow I could do like an 8:30 a.m. or like a 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. Any of those times work good for you?
Sorry, say it again. Sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, no worries. all right, I could do a 2 o'clock today. I could squeeze you in for that, or I could do an 8:30 a.m. tomorrow, or like a 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. And these are all Pacific.
Let's do 1:30 tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Let me get you in there before somebody else snags that. Give me 1 second. I know how busy we've been lately. Get that taken care of. So you want 1:30. Okay. All right, Ben. Keep your domain name. Okay. What do you want your hours of operation to be online? Let's talk about that for a quick second.
8 to 4:30.
8 to 4:30. Okay. What about Saturday?
Yeah.
Same.
10 to 4:30.
10 to 4:30, and then Sunday, obviously.
10 to 20, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Do you want to be able to receive payment on your website?
Yeah.
Because we can a lot of my clients, because they don't have a merchant account set up or anything like that, so what they do is they use PayPal, right? And so we could integrate PayPal, and it's really affordable fees that PayPal charges. So we can do like a PayPal integration too with your website too. So we can definitely add that. It's no additional cost, okay, on that, all right? And then you're going to be the only person on the account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to put you down for 1:30 tomorrow. Now you should have gotten some automated text messages. Did you get anything?
Yeah.
Okay. We're looking for one. Okay. One of them is going to have, like, you're going to get your username and password texted to you in a second. But we're, the one that you just got says we sent a copy of your invoice to the email, and then there's a link there that says please click here. I need you to go ahead and click on that link for me real quick.
Okay.
Okay. And then it's going to ask you to sign your name, Benjamin Uglit. And then it's going to ask you checkbox 3, I agree, you know. Agree to electronic and, you know, all that stuff. It says it right there. It's real simple. And then you'll hit submit or send. Let me know when you're done with that.
Okay. Okay. Done.
Yeah. You know what? Before I forget, too, I'm going to send you some of the templates, too, that you can look at for the website. So you can start working on that, too. I know how busy we all get. Okay. Let's take a look. Go on the website here, and then I'll send you the link with all those different templates. We call it a My Site. There we go. There we go. Yep. Start choosing. Here we go. I'm going to text this to you, and then you can, like, look at some of the different ones there, too, when you get a moment.
Okay.
Perfect. When do you think you will be able to get us a photo of, like, you, like, standing in front of your truck? You think you could do that in, like, 30 days? Is that going to be possible for you?
Maybe 45 days? Yeah. Close to 30 days, not really sooner.
Okay. Perfect. No problem. I understand. So tomorrow at 1:30, we have you scheduled. That works, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. So I got that all set up for you. Now, the next step is I recommend you go to your wherever you go to download your apps and then download Local Slash onto your phone. Okay? And again, just to recap, the app's going to help you keep track of everything, help you do 5-star reviews, right? It's going to have all your leads there. All your phone calls are going to be recorded too for you. So it helps you like stay real organized, with it. Now you did get a text. It did tell you what your username and password is. It looks like your username is your phone number and then your password is net Google. So you can log into the app doing that. There's not going to be a lot of stuff to utilize right now on the app because we just set up your account, right? But once you like get going and you'll see how all the features and everything work on it and like it shows you everything as well. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, I got you all set up here, Ben. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow with my team, okay? Tomorrow at 1:30, so expect our call.
Okay.
All right, and before I let you go, do you have any other last-minute questions for me?
No, not really. I mean, there's nothing I need to do right now for you, and we'll be talking tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, not this second, but I would definitely start trying to get some of your paperwork together, like, you know, try to find, you know, your LLC, proof of your LLC thing, you know. Proof of your contractor license, like if you go to like the contractor board or whatever, maybe do a screenshot of that. Because eventually we're going to want you to email all this stuff over. You could just take pictures of some of this stuff too, or, you know, or do a screenshot or however you want to get it to us. But we're just going to need that. And then obviously we're going to need proof of your liability insurance. So there's going to be like the main three that we're going to need to gather from you over the next like few days. So if you want to start working on that stuff, that'll just help propel you.
Okay.
All right. cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, great question. Yeah. Like I said, we'll take it one step at a time. I mean, obviously we can't eat the elephant in one sitting. But the good news is, you know, we'll definitely hold your hand, throughout the process. So I'm glad you were able to call back today and, you know, we were able to speak and, congratulations. We'll definitely, take good care of you and make sure that, you know, you get the results and you stay with us. So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot, man.
Hey, no worries. No worries. I'm looking forward to seeing your growth. Just remember, okay, if you take two things away from this conversation, okay, that personalized photo, super important. And secondly, when it comes time to start getting those 5-star reviews, don't sleep on that. Okay. Do a couple a day if you can, right? Take 10 minutes a day. Okay. So what I would recommend is start getting all your clients that you've done in over like even the last year, year and a half worth of business and try and like get your client list all put together. Okay. And once you get that client list put together, right, you're going to be able to use that. And he's, like I said, throw a couple of friends and family members on there, right? Go through your cell phone. Like, oh, yeah, my mom will give me a 5-star. Yeah, my best friend will give me a 5-star, right? You know, like the whole goal is to get yourself as many 5-star reviews, okay? Now, don't go too crazy when you start doing that. Like, in other words, like I had, like, back to my roofing company, they got like 6 5-star reviews in one day, and Google flagged it. Okay. So they were too aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Google's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why, you know, all of a sudden you get 6 5-star reviews in one day, right? What? So what I teach my clients, and I got on her a little bit. I was like, Melissa, come on now, you know, but you know, cause she's like, what, man? I'm trying to get my 5-star. I said, you know what? I ain't mad at you at that, but now you created more of a problem, right? So when you do it, just do a couple in one day. And then let it breathe, like, for a day or two. And then do another couple, like, and then just kind of do it that way where you're kind of picking at it. And then over time, you're going to be at 25, and then you'll be at 50, and then you'll be like Lewis where they have over 100, okay? So keep that in mind. That's a little tidbit, okay? But and I know this is a lot of information kind of thrown at you all at once. Don't worry. We're going to definitely repeat ourselves and make sure we hold your hand, so. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Hey, yep. Appreciate your time, man, and definitely look forward to working with you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, yep. No worries. You take care, sir. All right. Bye-bye.